Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. And Mark wanted me to remind you, for that first home game back, Ball State, very special deal to celebrate. Mark is offering up a two-for-one deal. That's right. You purchase one RV for the weekend, you get a second one free. That means double the fun, Dustin. And if you want to learn more, just give Mark a call at 800-519-8467. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, it's big-time recruiting news. Most of quarter number one we spent on the negative, and unfortunately we're gonna pick up on that conversation. Let's start with the running back talk. We were off the air discussing this. Nicholas Singleton visited Notre Dame over the weekend. That was no surprise. We all knew that was coming, and these players making multiple visits certainly is not a surprise. What did come as a bit of surprise to Penn State fans is all of a sudden there were multiple forecasts for him to commit to Notre Dame. That really throws Penn State's running back situation up in the air, doesn't it?
I think it was already up in the air in my eyes. You know, I don't think anybody with a level temperament was putting Nicholas Singleton in a Penn State uniform and etching that into stone at this point. So now it looks like you kind of understand why, with him really seemingly having an amazing visit at Notre Dame. So that's where these crystal balls are coming from. Penn State's still got a bunch of kids on the board. You look at, like, you know, Marion Hampton and Ramon Brown. George Pettaway is also another one on the board. They're looking for, I think, probably two in this class. And it would appear that they're on the outside and they're operating from a deficit with Nicholas Singleton. So you have to keep an eye on that. But their running back recruiting will be really interesting to watch, because I don't know if anybody can really sit here and say, if they are taking two, who those two would end up being. It could be a situation where maybe you get one and the other one falls in line right after because they want to grab that spot. Now you've got Singleton looking elsewhere. It's a really wide open race, and Penn State would prefer that it wasn't so wide open. They would love to be able to pencil in Nicholas Singleton as their hometown, home state kid who's going to anchor that backfield for years to come. It's a tough blow to see that he had such, you know, he was swayed so much by that visit to Notre Dame's campus. I think, you know, in a lot of situations, the condensed visit schedule and the accelerated decision schedule, just because of the way, you know, these kids haven't been able to visit anywhere in 16, 17 months. Now they feel like they're just a visit away from making their decision. It's going to hurt some schools in these situations. It hurts Penn State, I think, with Singleton, because I think these kids, not to take anything away from any of them, but I think you're more likely to make an emotional decision in this environment than you are in a more traditional environment. And it's not to say that he wouldn't have picked Notre Dame anyway. It's not to say that an emotional decision is the wrong decision, but I think just the way that the calendar sets up, especially for kids who are looking to get their decision out of the way with before their senior seasons, it's going to set them up to really be swayed one visit at a time. And Notre Dame with Singleton, just as USC did with Jaden Gould, really made a strong enough impression to jump into that leader position here.
And just to make it clear, a crystal ball, a forecast, isn't a commitment. Okay, we learned that a week ago with Jaden Gould. You know, the predictions doesn't mean it's going to happen. But I think one of the common threads here, Dustin, with Jaden Gould committing to USC, Nicholas Singleton with now after visiting Notre Dame, predictions him going that way, and Drew Shelton, who actually is committed to Penn State still, but flirting with Florida, I believe the common, even though all three of those situations are different, the common thread is they're all local or regional, and to think just because of that and you're in the running that you will win out it's not the case anymore. These kids now, up and moving, going away for college is not that big a deal anymore. Heck, they even, Shelton's an example, he moved away from home for a year of high school.
Yes, that, I mean, 100%. And, you know, I think you, I mean, a couple different things. And I hate to play amateur psychologist because I could very well be wrong. But you think about what everybody's been through, especially these kids. To me, it just seems like the consideration of moving away from home has to be more prevalent now because everybody's been locked down. They haven't been able to go anywhere. They haven't been able to take visits. It just feels like maybe the allure of leaving your home state might be just a little bit stronger now than it usually is. And the other thing is, if you're going to say, and I would make this contention, that kids are more likely to make emotional decisions now, that would mean that they're more likely to decommit later. So I'll be really interested to see when the season begins, and you know, to your point about crystal balls not being commitments, also commitments aren't actually commitments either. So I think that's worth being said. So when you get into the fall season, when you have things start to change, if you have Notre Dame struggle, if you have Penn State surge, if you have, you know, bring Nicholas Singleton to a whiteout situation, I mean, anything can really happen. And that's true any year. But I think the way the decisions are being made, I really don't think anything is over until they actually cross the finish line with a school. So, you know, and I would say the same thing about USC. You know, I think Jaden Gould is making that decision from a beyond football perspective. So I'm not sure if his mind's going to change. But again, if that program struggles really bad, you just never know what's going to happen. Again, true any other year, but I think doubly true this year. That's my thought.
Okay, Dustin, let's flip the page. Let's talk some more positive news. Another visitor to Penn State, and we talked about moving out of the region. How about Texas safety Christian Driver? He looks like he's a strong Penn State lean. What are we thinking there?
Well, I think my idea of a strong Penn State lean has changed in the past 24 to 48 hours. That's my first thought. My second thought is I think there's some real substance to Penn State here. But, you know, I think it was just this morning that Christian Driver confirmed that he would be visiting Wisconsin here, I think, this weekend coming up. So, you know, it looks like maybe that visit changed. He was supposed to take it earlier this month. So he's taking an official to Wisconsin this coming weekend. It looks like a Penn State Wisconsin head to head. And I think you have to go into it. And most Penn State fans, I'm sure at this stage of the game, are thinking, all right, we just need to see what happens. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Wisconsin pulls this thing off. But as we sit here today, it looks like Penn State is a legitimate favorite. But again, you know, you're susceptible to whatever happens on Wisconsin's campus this coming weekend, and the Badgers getting a chance to maybe deliver that last impression, perhaps before Christian Driver gets ready to make a decision. So that one, I think everybody's going to be watching that weekend even more closely now than they would have been otherwise.
My goodness, a Penn State versus Wisconsin recruiting battle. Penn State's never lost a recruiting battle to Wisconsin, have they?
Not for any good players, like not for any five-star offensive linemen or anything like that from your own backyard. So I wouldn't sweat this one too much, Jim.
Phew. Thanks, Dustin. You put me at ease there. All right. Still, you got to think that Christian Driver to Penn State, at least a strong lean there. A couple other names to consider. And a new one being thrown out there is Tyler Johnson. He's a three-star wide receiver from Virginia, Dustin.
Yeah, interesting player. I mean, there had been, you know, Penn State had gotten him on campus early last week for a workout that presumably went very, very well for him. So they were able to bring him back for an official visit this past weekend. Penn State looking like they're in the driver's seat with him. You know, I think they're partially responsible for his recruitment kind of blowing up a little bit in the past month or so. They offered May 18th, and then what followed was Virginia Tech, Virginia, Maryland, Purdue. Since then, Charlotte, I believe, is also on the board with an offer. So it's a kid who went into the spring without much of a national profile. I didn't even see him have a national ranking or a star rating as of a few weeks ago. So Penn State's offer, I think, helped change things. It was an eye-opener for a lot of programs. He looks he looks good. You know, he looks good on film. He looks like he didn't play a lot of premium competition. He's from Virginia, 13 touchdowns in four games. A lot of times getting off the line of scrimmage, just completely unimpeded. So you have to take those stats with a grain of salt, but you see the way, you know, you can see some core skills that are impressive. And again, you match what you see on that film with what Penn State saw in that workout. And you I think you really have something here. And who cares if he was a known or unknown commodity prior to all this? Penn State seems to really like him. I think the film is pretty good. He's not a huge kid. I think he's around 6 feet, 175, 180 pounds, something like that. But Penn State hasn't really necessarily been seeking out these hulking wide receivers. So he's definitely one to watch, you know, and I wouldn't consider it settling with him. I just think that he wasn't on a lot of teams' radars just because of the way the whole past year and a half has gone.
You're exactly right. And again, you want to trust the coaches' analysis more than these services that rank the players. That's the case even more so over this past year. And I think another thing to look at here is Penn State's not desperate for wide receivers, I would think, because they already have a couple in this class.
Yes, and they've recruited a bunch of them in the previous couple classes too. I don't think there's a number situation at all. I do think that there's a coaching philosophy where you almost can't have enough good ones just because, and I don't know whether that's because, hey, we're going to distribute the ball evenly, we're going to use a bunch of them. I don't know whether that's maybe, you know, probability suggests that we're only going to connect X percent of the time, so we have to make sure that we have a lot of different eggs in this basket. Either way, I think that they see a player that they really like in Tyler Johnson. And just as we discussed last week when it came to defensive backs, if you got a kid that you really, really like, and I think you kind of shoo away the idea that you have too many of them already, or you have too many in that class. It's like the draft. You get the players that you covet, and then you sort everything else out after that.
Exactly. Go for the best player. And I get excited about these players who may not be highly ranked, but they come into camp, they work out for the coaches, and the coaches instantly make an offer to them. I don't think they do that, especially at this point in time. It's not late December, you know. It's not like you're desperate to fill slots up. You're in a position still where you can pick and choose. So when they find a player, works out for them, and they instantly say, we really want him, that's a very good sign. All right, Dustin, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around. We'll have some more positive news as we go through quarter number three. Stick around. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.